And so just to kind of put bring it in a nutshell, as we were walking around the camp, I mentioned to Ford, gee, I wonder if they got subjacent rights. Because they certainly got rights for – they got surface water rights, the Army Corps did and the government did, to flood the surface. But the question remains under property law about what's called subjacent, or essentially what are the underground rights, the mm-hmm. mineral rights. Mm-hmm. And that just was – it just occurred to me, you know, that would be something that we need to check out. And in talking to Phyllis Young, who became our contact with the tribe, I asked her about it. And she said, oh, no, we reserved our mineral rights. And it was at that point that Ford and I, you know, got organized to go to the meeting room at the casino and start doing some legal research with the limited resources we had. And Phyllis had kind of an old dog-eared copy of this congressional bill that was passed in 1958.
Just let me interrupt for a minute, because I was the one that – I mean, it was awesome. Because Larry had this we were walking around just basically surveying the territory of the camp so that we would know, you know, what was what and where everything was. Larry comes up with this really smart idea, and I go, wow. And then we meet Phyllis. Well, first, then there's the elders meeting. Phyllis was a talker, and afterwards we introduce ourselves, and she invites us to go to the casino. We get up to the casino, and she – Larry immediately is like on a computer doing independent research, and Phyllis passes me this 85-915, and I start reading it, and it dovetailed very, very well with Larry's theory. And so I started to work at extracting the relevant points out of that. And go ahead on.
So if the tribe
and it specifically and unambiguously reserves all mineral rights whatsoever to the tribe.
And that's the language whatsoever.
And that it's explicit in the legislation. So it's not a treaty from 1851. It's not a judicial decision that was handed down by a judge. It is an act of Congress that is seemingly been ignored, and that act of Congress was later reaffirmed in 1992 when Congress passed another compensation act, when it realized that I think the total of $6 million for 56,000 acres might have been inadequate compensation. So there was supplemental compensation given, which reaffirmed all rights and reservations that the tribe had.